You're listening to the audio production of VIP, How to Influence with Vision, Integrity, and Purpose by O.S. Hawkins, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Adam Werner.
Dedication. To six really grand kids. Jackson, our first. His heart of compassion and love inspires me every day. If I had to describe what I want in a grandson, I would simply type out what he is. Hallie, if there is a kid anywhere who loves to learn and explore more than she does, I haven't met her yet. Her bright mind encourages me to study more myself, just to keep up. Julia, this beautiful young lady has the gift of mercy and help like no other. She is always in tune with those around her and longing to help in any way. Hayes, this tender-hearted young man will melt your heart with just his facial expressions. Sweetness. Audrey, now here is a package of love and affection. She prides herself in being our tomboy, and just maybe one of the best athletes in the fold. Truett, we thought we were finished, and then this little dude came along. We are so glad he did. He is so full of life. He is going to keep us all younger for a little longer. Susie and I are really proud to be their honey and poppy. We are praying that all of them become VIPs in their own right as they find the will of God for their lives and do it.
Introduction. Acronyms. We who speak the English language are obsessed with them. In fact, in every facet of life, we are hard-pressed to communicate without them. When we were in elementary school, our parents went to PTA. If we grew up in a rural area, we participated in FFA. When we hoped to get into the college of our choice to earn a BA, we paid careful attention to our GPA and studied hard for the SAT. Sportscasters would be at a loss for words without talking about a pitcher's ERA, a hitter's RBI, or a kicker's PAT. In business, we speak of a man or woman who is a CEO, a COO, or a CFO who holds a CPA degree. In the political world, the president is POTUS, and the Supreme Court is SCOTUS. We communicate with one another with FAQ, FYI, and IMO, and we conclude our letters with a PS. In the health arena, men should frequently check their PSA. Those in the military who desert their post are AWOL. We sit at the lunch counter and order a BLT. And what would church life have been the past several decades without...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?